so many voices to describe what we find in the ministry of the Passion Play. Not one of us could describe it well on our own. But I've got a good friend on the phone with me right now, Natasha Lamas, and she's not just a friend. She's on our international board of directors, and she serves as our treasurer for Passion Play Ministries. Natasha, welcome to you. Great to have you with us. You've been a part of this ministry forever.
It may seem that way, but actually the first time that I was introduced to Passion Play was in Denver in the mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
Yeah, I thought yeah.
Well, I know you've got some thoughts with regard to Passion Play, how it's impacted your home, your family, the community. Would you just share with our audience today?
Oh, my pleasure. Impact, though, seems like a really inadequate word to describe, you know, how transforming Passion Play has been to me, my family, the community I live in, but I'll do my best to describe its impact. So, like I said, I was first introduced to Passion Play long before I have the four lovely kids they do now, back in the mid-90s at the Bond of Love Church in Denver. It was through my husband, who worked at a residential treatment center that helped adolescent boys overcome addiction struggles. The boys who wanted to would participate every year in the play during the Easter season. And each year, over and over again, and many of the boys, for the very first time, experienced the transforming power of Christ's love. They learned that they were more than their mistakes, that it's okay to grow, and that Christ's love has no limits. Through the cast and crew, they were like able to experience like the shoe leather, practical knowledge of Romans 8, which talks about there's no height or depth that can separate them from the love of God, including themselves. And they really tried. But this was because they were given a safe and accepting environment to grow and learn.